Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. You've got to check out the latest exhibit that everybody's talking about at Gallery Stratford. Robert Windrum joins us once again. Robert, it's good to see you.
Always good to see you, Jamie.
Robert, we've got an amazing exhibit going on, Not by Andy Warhol. And first off, we've got to talk about the title, Not by Andy Warhol.
Well, that's actually, so the entire show belongs to the collector Sal Abashir. And he actually came up with the title, and it was brilliant. His career and his money and everything has been in the marketing field. So he's a brilliant mind in that respect as well. So it's all about the Marilyns. Everybody who's seen our poster and our advertising and social media has seen the Marilyns that are not by Andy Warhol. They're iconic Warhol images, but the story behind the Marilyns is really interesting and really it kicks off the exhibition in a fun sort of way. Andy Warhol, of course, produced Marilyn Monroe, Campbell soup cans. He was the founder, father of pop art, and part of that was that it's accessible, it's mass produced, everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame. He was known to say that his signature should be no more valuable than anybody else's. So he had produced these portfolios of prints in his factory studio in the U.S., and decided with a couple of friends of his in Belgium that he wanted to produce some European portfolios. And they have a print studio called Sunday Be Morning. And so he went over, took the negatives, took the screens, took the colors, took the codes, everything, and started producing, or seemed like he wanted to start production in Europe. They produced one portfolio of the Marilyns, and then he said, I think I want to stop. I don't want to do this anymore. And the thought was, particularly from his friends, that he felt he might be undermining the value of the North American portfolios by producing more into the market. And so they kind of challenged him on it and said, fine, we're going to keep doing it. And they kind of went rogue, and they produced some unauthorized portfolios of the Marilyns. On the back, they stamped, printed by Sunday Be Morning, your signature here, so that the purchaser could kind of take authorship of the Marilyns as being by them.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it kind of was a challenge to him about, the whole pop art philosophy and, everybody being famous and that. And so whenever he got his hands on these kind of rogue portfolios that, of course, were all from the original screens, the original negatives, the original colors, so they're identical to the North American Marilyns, he would sign the back of them, not by me, Andy Warhol.
Isn't that amazing?
Which basically kind of genetically completes them as being Warhols.
Yeah.
But they're sort of like the bastard children of Andy Warhol. He could have taken legal action. He could have tried to have them destroyed. But I think being Andy Warhol, he really enjoyed the delicious irony of, are these Warhols or are these not Warhols?
I love it. That's amazing. Yeah. What a great background to that. So Not by Andy Warhol. And it is a terrific exhibit. I have been there, enjoyed it. And I know you had a very successful opening. I was chatting with Peter Mirage, and a great opening for this.
Oh yeah, it was fantastic. It was just a little over a month after the show was open to the public. It gave us time to kind of catch our breath because producing the show and getting it up and running was a sort of short timeline. And I have to thank Sal Abashir for being so generous and cooperative and helpful. But yeah, the opening was fantastic. And of course, Peter and his brother Paul Mirage sponsored the event and have been great supporters of the gallery as well.
So. And it's happening right now, so it's on through till October 13th, and I urge you to check it out. And we should mention there's quite a variety of selected works. So one that really struck me was the Peter Max painting or portrait.
yeah, the portrait of Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
It's funny, the Andy Warhol spirit is through the whole show because there's that really luscious portrait of Andy Warhol by Peter Max. And then in the photography gallery, there's the Christopher Mikos photographs that are Andy with a number of celebrity friends of his and in China at the gym. So although there's nothing that is specifically from Andy Warhol, his spirit is represented throughout the exhibition.
Exactly. So again, we do urge you to check it out. That's at Gallery Stratford, 54 Romeo Street to Stratford. And again, gallery hours pretty much Wednesday through till Sunday, noon till 5. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And any other thoughts or any other backgrounds in terms of, again, it is a variety of, in terms of, as you mentioned, photographs, it's paintings, it's portraits, it's quite a variety.
Well, that again is Sala. You know, he really, when we started talking about this exhibition, he was he's quite connected to Stratford. He has a long history with Stratford. So he knows the audience. He knows the demographic change once the festival's up and running through the season. So he really felt he wanted to select things that would have a wide variety of appeal to people. So if you're not in the upper two galleries, are really where the kind of the fine art, some of it quite, you know, emotionally intense. If that isn't your you know, appeal in art, there's the photography gallery where there's like pictures of Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver as a super thin young man that, you know, is hardly recognizable to him today. But yeah, there's a kind of nostalgia quality to it, particularly in the photographs. And there's beauty and emotion and intensity in the fine arts. So there's something for everyone.
There is something for everyone at Gallery Stratford, not by Andy Warhol. It's on now through till October 13th. And Robert, anything else before we let you go?
So I just wanted to mention, actually, this Sunday, we have a fundraiser lecture that's happening. Divas, Dames, and Donyas. Janet Newton, who has done lectures in Stratford before, is talking about representation and role of women in fine art over decades, over centuries. So she will touch on Marilyn's and Marilyn Monroe as an iconic image of a woman in visual art. Tickets are still available. They're $25. If you are interested, we'll post on our socials as well. And you can always contact the gallery at info@galleriestratford.on.ca. And it's going to be a really interesting and entertaining event.
I think so. And again, lots happening with Gallery Stratford. Robert Woodrum, thanks so much for all the details. Continued success with this exhibit.
Thank you. Thank you so much.